Come on, one by one. Go that way.
Look out, step out. Thank God for all of the future engineers and scientists, because, of course, diversity is our strength. It's always net positive. And migrants don't commit no crimes, right, MSNBC goofballs? Oh, wait, here's an illegal alien. And there he goes. He's fanning the flames. Boy, he's just trying to stay warm. It's cold in New York this time of year, and this poor marginalized BIPOC of indigenous flavorings just trying to stay a little bit warm during the happy holiday. No, he's fanning. He set a woman on fire and he's fanning the flames and embracing the cooked woman smells emanating from this shithole New York City subway F train. The F stands for you fucked. Yeah, that's how this works over here. The day that this happened, by the way. The shithead, cocksucking, lizard person governor of New York put out multiple tweets telling everybody how safe the subway system be now. Now that we got rid of all of the white supremacist, neo-Nazi, Donald Trump insurrectionist, bigoted hate mongers. 12 minutes later, this piece of shit, who had already been deported the fuck out of our country by Trump, was let back in, encouraged back in. The scumbag pieces of shit in New York, they're paying that dude to live in New York. They're stealing. AOC and the shitheads in New York City are stealing from New York citizens to pay for this fucking asshole to break right back into our country, to get a free apartment, to be allowed to set people up. Look, this fucking cop walks right by the dude. He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I ain't gonna get involved in this. I'm white. I'm the last fucking white cop in New York. I am not at all getting involved in this. That fucking cop is used to fires being set in the subway. I imagine he doesn't understand, or maybe he does. I have no idea that a woman was just set on fire. So there's the left wing goofballs out there. They all mad at Elon Musk. Only a dastardly Elon Musk. Why? Well, he's a racist. He wants borders enforced. He wants to separate families by deporting migrants. He wants to get rid of that dude. That dude set a woman on fire. Set a woman on fire. Gateway Point over here. Graphic new footage shows illegal alien fanning the flames as woman burned alive on subway. NYPD officer walks past without intervening. He was defunded by AOC. So, this is an illegal alien. None of this is at all disputed. Surprisingly arrested. The suspect, 33-year-old Guatemalan illegal alien who entered in 218, remained on the platform after the attack. And when he broke in 2018, Trump deported him. And hey, he's back. He's back. He's back. There you go. The man arrested for setting a sleeping woman on fire in New York City subway is Guatemalan migrant. Come on, Eric. Eric, migrant. He's just an immigrant. Look at the Statue of Liberty. The Statue of Liberty didn't say, let in all of the rapists, cannibals, murderers, arsonists. This is one of these situations where they're all upset that Elon Musk, President Musk, and MAGA want to deport people. Most of these people would just leave, by the way, if they weren't given free apartments in New York City, in Los Angeles, in California, in Seattle, in Portland, in Michigan, and all of these fucking places, man, they would leave. They're getting multiple years free fucking rent by Democrat shitheads. And so these people aren't, you're going to get a shit ton of people who are not interested in being Americans, let alone productive members of societies. You're just going to get a bunch of shitheads, a bunch of mentally ill fucking criminals from third world shitholes who are like, these fucking gringos? They're going to give me free shit? Orale eses! And they're going to come on up here and set a fucking woman on fire. set a woman on fire. These are Democrat policies. They stood on stage during the Democrat debates. And it was like, hey, are you going to open the fucking border some more? They all raised their hand. You're going to give illegal aliens Obamacare? They all raised their fucking hands. You're going to give illegal aliens free rent? All raised their fucking hands. And then they tell you, these fucking cunts on MSNBC tell you, well, migrants don't cause any fucking crimes, man. Look at these racist Republicans saying migrants commit crimes. Every day there's multiple stories of illegal aliens raping people, murdering people, setting people on fire. You got illegal alien gangs from other countries. They're taking over apartment blocks. And the mainstream press goes, well, I mean, it's only a couple apartment complexes that they're taking over. There was 19 dudes the other day. They went to the apartment complex that Martha Raddatz doesn't have a problem with them illegals taking over. And they were torturing people. They found a dude stabbed in one of these in that apartment where they arrested 19 of these illegal aliens who have they're taking over dire apartment complexes in multiple states at this point. So it's, yeah, these guys need to be arrested and deported, but then we also got to go and arrest and deport Joy Reid, the chicks on The View, Jen Psaki, all of the people who let this happen, the legislature that, you guys are aiding and abetting this madness. No other place on the fucking country, on the planet would ever engage in, oh, let's have open borders. Let's not vet anybody. So, yeah, nobody's surprised at this outcome over here from our side. And lefties will be like, well, look at the man. He's marginalized and oppressed. Marginalized and oppressed? My balls. Fuck him. Even if he was marginalized and oppressed, I don't give a fuck. They set motherfuckers on fire. Okay, thanks so much for watching the video. Support Jenny Kipp today on legal aliens setting fucking people on fire in New York. Hit the subscribe button and make way. Because this assault must flow.